બોલી લઈએ છીએ. એ છે તમારે કોઈ સ્પેશિયલ? We are reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 3, text number 9. Yagyarthat karmano anyatra lokoyam karma bandhanah tadartham karma kaunteya mukta sangha samacharah. Yagya arthat, done only for the sake of Yagya or Vishnu. Karmanah, then work. Anyatra, otherwise. Lokah, world. I am this. Karma bandhanaha, bondage by work. Tat of him, artham for the sake. Karma, work. Kaunteya, O son of Kunti. Mukta sangaha, liberated from association. Samacharaha, do perfectly. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Ki jai.
Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, work causes bondage in the material world. Therefore, O son of Kunti, perform your prescribed duties for his satisfaction, and in that way you will always remain free from bondage. Karma bandhan mati kem chutu, teno Bhagavan upaya pesha. Since one has to work even for the simple maintenance of the body, the prescribed duties for a particular social position and quality are so made that purpose will be fulfilled. Yajna means Lord Vishnu or sacrificial performances. All sacrificial performances are also meant for the satisfaction of Lord Vishnu. The Vedas enjoy Yajna Vai Vishnu. In other words, the same purpose is served whether one performs prescribed yajnas or directly serves Lord Vishnu. Krishna consciousness is therefore performance of yajna as it is prescribed in this verse. Varnashramacharvata purushah param praman Vishnu aradhyate. This is in Vishnu Purana. Third canto, 8th chapter, 8th verse. Varna sharma charvata. By performing our activities according to our varna and ashram. Varna and ashram are divided by Lord Krishna according to the quality and activity of a person. If a person is in Brahman or mode of goodness, his natural occupation or activities will be samah dhamah tapah saucham kshanti rajavam eva cha ahinsam astikyam brahma karma subhavajam. Because he is supposed to be situated in mode of goodness, the activities are mentioned. Shamah, he has to be very, very, restraining himself with intelligence, discriminating. Dhamma means physical restraint. He is austere. Tapaha, his physical exercises that purifies. Saucham, his exercise must be purifying, or cleanliness is the aspect of his existence. A Brahman is supposed to take three times bath, once, stay clean, right? Kshanti means tolerance. Arjavam means very compassionate. Astikyam means complete faith in Supreme Personality of God. These are the natural occupations by which, or these are the qualities he cultivates in his occupation. And a Brahman is known by this. Not one who is born in the family of a Brahman is Brahman. So, a Brahman is supposed to offer all his works in these qualities of more goodness as a service to Lord Krishna. Then and then, he can become free from the bondage of his activity, even though it is in mode of goodness. We may believe that, oh, we have to simply become truthful, don't lie, don't cheat, don't harass anybody. You simply work hard and you get and enjoy. That is good. If we don't harass anybody, does it make us free from the activities? Bondage of our karma fall? No. Because then as soon as one thinks that, oh, he is in mode of goodness, he is better than others. He feels egoistic. He feels special. And therefore he requires special status in the society. He is always keeping his head high and consider other to be lower than him. These are the effects of more of goodness, and that will bind. Therefore a Brahman has to be careful that he should know who he is working for and offer the result to him. He is working for Lord Krishna and he is offering his result. So in the same way, Kshatriya, he is much more in mode of passion. A Kshatriya has to perform his prescribed duties to protect everyone who is under his shelter and try to make arrangements for his welfare and make sure that everybody gets opportunity to go back home, back to Godhead. So he is a manager. A manager has to do this particular function, Kshatriya. And from time to time he has to get the advice from the Brahminical class of people, because sometimes he may be dragged into the mode of passion, his kama lobha will drag him. Now, a vaishya, a mercantile person, he is both in mode of passion and ignorance. So, he makes money, but he has to also use some other means which are not true. Just for you, I don't make any profit. Means, I want to sell you. But he wouldn't tell, I'm just giving you at cost price. For you, I'm not going to make any profit. But he will take out all the overheads and give you that affordable price. He doesn't want to lose anything. So there is some cheating going on. Without that, one cannot make a business. So, a Kshatriya, a Vaishya, both have more of passion, but Kshatriya is more in mode of passion, while Vaishya is 50-50, more of passion and more of ignorance, but Shudra is totally in ignorance. Therefore, he doesn't have any other ambition but to work under somebody as a servant. Or he chooses service in a company, but that is also a Shudra work. Get me job. Sir, I did my PhD. Now he comes and wags his tail at his door. Give me job. Prabhupada comments on that. Then, after getting so much education, you still have to work for somebody. It's a Shudra work. Shudra means one ends up working for somebody. A Brahman will never accept any inferior job. He will never work under somebody. A Kshatriya wants to subjugate everybody under his pressure or power. Vaishya says, customer is my god. I will cheat him. And Shudra says, everybody is my god. You are good, but just maintain me. So these are the qualities and activities according to the nature of a person, and therefore Krishna divided them into the so-called intelligent class of people called Brahmana, the Kshatriyas, the administrative class, the mercantile class called Vaishya, and the liberal class called Shudras. Right? And he also, Prabhupada also says that one who is below them is called fifth class. Fifth class is Naradam. They are not supposed to be called even human beings. So in this way we see that everybody has been given their prescribed duty according to their quality and activity. And the perfection can be achieved. The purpose of life, the perfection in the life can be achieved simply by executing one's prescribed duty for the pleasure of the Lord, not pleasure of the self. So, one who works for the pleasure of the Lord while staying in their varna and ashram system, that is called yajna. So, yajnyarthat karmana anyatra lokoyam karma bandhana tadartham. For the sake of yajna, tadartam karma kaunteyat mukta sangha samachara. Mukta sangha, he will be completely free from the association of the modes of material nature. It means he will come to the point of transcendental. He will be able to render loving devotional service on that platform. So, that is the best performance of activity. And such performance puts us into perfection. Right? So, varnashrama charvata purushena paramapuman. All the living entities must act according to varna and ashram. And one should try to satisfy purushena paramapuman. Who is the best amongst the all? That is called Parampurush. And that is Lord Krishna or Vishnu. Vishnu aradhyate sapantha. Vishnu aradhyate. So, Vishnu is the Parampurush. So, in other words, seva paramo dharma. Paramasya seva hi dharma. The service to the Supreme Param is called religion. Not that seva itself is dharma. Everybody has different seva. The Mayavadis say this. Mayavadis say that seva paramo dharma. Seva is the supreme religion. Not the supreme's seva is dharma. See, they have a different mentality. They use the words and twist the meaning. The same words are there. But they use in a wrong connotation because they want to avoid the personalism, so they don't have to surrender ultimately. They will become God. Such an envious mentality has ruined the whole system of varnashram dharma in India. Prabhupada claims, this is the Mayavadi claim, that they twist the meaning and put the people in general under illusion. They say, seva means service to anybody, or those who are deprived especially, is the dharma. So manav seva, hi madhav seva hai. But that is not true. Because manav is not equivalent to madhav. By any means. You know, by all logical conclusions, manav cannot become madhav. But mayavadis, because of their envious nature, they want to make us believe. And people of less intelligence, naturally, they follow them. And virtually, in the whole world, very few intelligent people are there. So we see, mayavadis, they say, oh, you don't have to go to the temple. Your factory is the temple. Go and work there. Karma hi puja hai. Karma hi puja. Karma is equivalent to puja. But they never specify karma for whom is puja. They say, go to the factory, work hard, earn your bread, and live with pride. It's foolishness. Karma can never become puja if it is not meant for pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But the mayavadis will misconstrue and delude the people in general. They do the greatest harm in following the principles of religion. So, therefore one has to work for the satisfaction of Vishnu. Any other work done in this material world will be a cause of bondage. For both good and evil work have their reactions, and any reaction binds the performer. Therefore, one has to work in Krishna consciousness to satisfy Krishna or Vishnu. And while performing such activities, one is in a liberated state. When one is offering his fruit of the work for the pleasure of the Lord Vishnu, one becomes totally liberated, because that is the effect of bhakti. First it gives liberation, and then it gives love. Liberation is already waiting at the doorstep for a devotee to engage mukti or liberation. But bhakta says, my dear mother, I have no time for you. I don't require liberation. Harina janato mukti namage mange janama janama avatarajo. The servants of Lord Krishna never ask for mukti. Rather, they want to come again and again in the material world to save the humanity and make them devotee and send them back home, back to Godhead. So this is a great art of doing work, and in the beginning this process requires very expert guidance. One should therefore be very diligently under the expert guidance of a devotee of Lord Krishna, or under a direct instruction of Lord Krishna himself, or under whom Arjun had the opportunity to work. Nothing should be performed for sense gratification, but everything should be done for the satisfaction of Krishna. This practice will not save only one from the reaction of work, but also gradually elevate one to the transcendental loving service of the Lord, which alone can raise one to the kingdom of God. So, work done for the pleasure of Vishnu is the only recommendation of Lord Krishna. When you ask people who do not know what Krishna says, yet people say, oh, in Bhagavad Gita Krishna tells us to do work. That's why we are doing work. But he doesn't tell to do the work and get bound up. No, he wants you to work without any bondage. Why should we become miserable and unhappy by the bondage? If we are bound, do you think we will be ever happy in the bondage? We all want to liberate. Krishna gives everybody, every living entity, the opportunity to fulfill those desires so he can be liberated. The retirement is a compulsory age for liberation. When one becomes adult, he thinks he is free, he can choose anything. But yes, if he is well guided, then he will know what to choose and what not to choose. That is also an opportunity for liberation. When one achieves education, the real education is meant for liberation. But in our schools, they only give the material education to liberate from hunger and lust and greed and to liberate for the lust, for quenching the hunger. Liberate for so we can become freedom to stay on high in wrong way. Because I'm independent in liberation. I can do whatever I like. So the idea is that liberation means from the reaction of the work which binds everyone. One should not get liberated so he can have unlimited sense gratification. That is not liberation. Because sense gratification itself is the cause that creates the bondage or the network in which the man will himself get entrapped. So, it is far better for a little spider that he knows how to create a web and doesn't get entangled. Therefore, Lord Dattatreya made him a guru. Lord Dattatreya made 24 gurus. He made also spider a guru. Because spider knows how to weave a web to trap others. And he doesn't himself get trapped. Man weaves the web of his work and network of action and reactions, and he gets trapped into himself and gets consumed. What kind of life is that? He's no better than a spider. This was the main idea in that movie Spider-Man. They adopted Spider, that he will remain only liberated and he will try to solve all of the miseries from that liberation. Man wants to become spider, but he doesn't know the intricacies of the modes of material nature that impels one to work compulsory by force. Therefore, Krishna advises that man is ending up working even though if he doesn't have desire, but he will be forced to act. He will be forced to act. So if he is intelligent, then he will take up Krishna's advice. This advice is of material nature that impels one to work compulsory, by force. Therefore, Krishna advises that man is ending up working even though if he doesn't have desire, but he will be forced to act. He will be forced to act. So, if he is intelligent, then he will take up Krishna's advice. this advice is that by offering all the results at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna for His pleasure, will become free, because we will have nothing to get entangled with, because all the results are offered. The results, if we enjoy, then we will be bound. So rather, offer the results to Krishna and will be saved. Krishna says that as far as the work which is enough to sell, to keep the body and soul together, that will not bind. But over and above, that will bind. So how much over and above that we want, one must be intelligent and have a calculated risk and then ready to pay off. Just like we are renting this apartment, the body is not our own, we are partly owner. The real owner is also sitting in this body, is called Paramatma. Right? We have limited sense perception and activity through our body. We can't whimsically think that I am the proprietor of body and I know fully my body, so I can do whatever I like with my body. Nobody should interfere with it. But that is only partial, not full. There is no full freedom. Our freedom is restricted by four defects. We have imperfect senses. So whatever perception of the imperfect senses will be also imperfect, and that's why we are illusion, making mistakes. But our ego remains high, because we are individual, we think we are the doer. So therefore, I cannot be equated with anybody else. I am unique for myself. Therefore, to keep himself equal or greater, he will cheat. He will not tell the truth, what he is. He will not tell the truth to others. But Krishna knows how much is he, what is his capacity, and how much he is going to get, and everything will be taken back at the time of death. So the idea is that we may be partially controller, because we have to pay the rent through our work. And that is also with a borrowed energy. That's not our own. Therefore, we are obligated to Krishna, who provides for our existence right from the breath, water, food, all the necessities of life are being provided. It is provided for. Therefore, we must have complete faith on Him and His method of provision. Annad bhavanti bhutani parjanyad anna sambhava yagyad bhavati parjanya yagya karma samudbhava karma brahmodbhavam viddi brahmaksharam samudbhavam tasmat sarvagatam brahma nitya yagya pratishtitam. The glorification of yagya, the act of sacrifice, is so much purifying that one must perform and one must recognize the cycle, that our bodies are nothing but made up of food. We are not food. If we think we are the body, are we food? We are not food. But annad bhavanti bhutani, the food makes our existence. Therefore, food is the main problem. So, annad bhavanti bhutani, Parjanya dhanna simha. It is by the rain that grains are produced. But the rain is produced by yajna or act of sacrifice. There's a collective sacrifice which is given to the nature back, then and then the rain comes. But man is even polluting the sacrifice by his own consciousness in abuses, so the rain also doesn't come regularly, and if it comes, it will pour 37 inches in one day in Bombay and devastate the whole situation. Or Katrina will come and will take a humongous toll. Because that is not act of sacrifice by overconsumption of the petroleum for the sense gratification. Therefore, the mega disasters are happening. But if it is an act of sacrifice, then the nature will remain in balance with itself. That is called yajna. Individually, we are told to do the yajna so we can become free. But collectively also, we are supposed to do yajna. Yajna doesn't mean sit down and pour ghee into fire. That is not yajna. That was a very important function of the ritual to execute in Trita Yuga, not in Kali Yuga. An act of sacrifice is there. What is the best act of sacrifice for this age of Kali? What can you sacrifice? How can you sacrifice?
Harinama, Harinama.
Yajnanam japa yajnosmi. Out of all the yajnas, I am japa yajna. Chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It is so easy, as it seems, but it is extremely difficult, the way it is recommended to chant. Therefore it is called yajna. It's a sacrifice. You have to sacrifice so many things in order to chant the holy name properly. We have to sacrifice our ignorance, we have to sacrifice our anarthas, we have to sacrifice all the offenses, so we can chant purely. It's a detailed discipline. It's not that, oh, anybody can take holy name. Yeah, anybody can take, even a tape recorder can take the holy name. But what benefit does it get? So, out of all the yajnas, the best yajna is japa yajna. Yajnanam japa yajna. And that is, Krishna says, it's my form. I'm existing there. So, one must chant with determination a prescribed number of rounds. Srila Prabhupada said 16 rounds a day should be chanted. One who have excuses, he doesn't get any benefit. He says, I don't need that benefit now. Then he will never get any chance even to get benefit. It will be too late when he comes to the point of understanding. So better cultivate the practice right from the beginning. How many rounds you chant? Please start. It's an act of sacrifice. Without sacrifice, there is no love. Everybody of us hanker for love. And we must sacrifice. Now, love of God had been sacrificed for Him. Right? So, chanting is the best way. And if you love Krishna, and Krishna reciprocates with you, then you are in Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan. We can't put any other value better than this. It is the greatest gain. So, this practice will not only save one from the reaction of work, but also gradually elevate one to transcendental loving service of Lord, which alone can raise one to the kingdom of God. This is the only way to go back home, back to God. So, this is Yajna. કેટલી માળા કરશો બોલો? પ્રેમ કરવો હોય તો કંજુસાઈ રખાય, તબ પછી. ચાલો બોલો, દમ મારો. કાં ગયો બાબો તમારો? ચાલો, કાં ભાગી ગયો? માળા કરવાનું આવ્યું એટલે. ચાલ, વચલી ક્યાં ગઈ? વચલી કે મોટી છે? વચલી જ છે. હા બોલો, કેટલી રોજ એક માળા કરો. હરે કૃષ્ણ હરે કૃષ્ણ 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 હરે હરે, હરે રામ 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 હરે. પણ તમે નહીં કરશો તો છોકરા નથી કરવાનો. હો નરેશભાઈ, તમે તો કરો છો ને? બોલો, કેટલી ફુરસત છે? જોઈએ તેટલી છે ને? તો 16 માળા જોઈએ. Right from that, 1.5 કલાક બેસીને કરો, જોયા નહીં કરવાનું. હરે કૃષ્ણ ભગવાન, કારણ કે ભગવાનના નામના પુકારથી જ ભગવાનની પ્રાપ્તિ થાય છે. જેને નામ મળ્યું હોય તેને સ્વરૂપ પણ મળે, જેને નામ અને નામ સાથે સ્વરૂપની સેવા કરે તેને ભગવાનના ગુણ પ્રાપ્ત થાય. નામ સ્વરૂપ અને ગુણ સાથે જે સેવા કરતો હોય તેને ભગવાનની લીલામાં ખરેખર વાસ્તવિકતા સમજાય. તો આનું નામ અનન્ય ભક્તિ. એકલા કૃષ્ણને વચ્ચે કોઈને ઘુસાડતા નહીં. પણ ભગવાન કહે છે ભગવદ્ ગીતામાં કે ભક્ત્યા તુ અનન્યા શક્યા અહમ એવમ વિધુ અર્જુન જ્ઞાતું દ્રષ્ટું ચતુર્ત્વેન પ્રવિષ્ટું ચ પરંતપ્વા. ઓનલી બાય અનડિવાઇડેડ ડિવોશનલ સર્વિસ ઓન મી એલોન કેન યુ વિલ બી એબલ ટુ નો મી ઇન ટ્રુથ, સી મી ઇન ટ્રુથ એન્ડ એબલ ટુ એન્ટર ઇન ટુ માય ઇન્ટ્રિકેટ લીલાસ ઇન ટ્રુથ. ભગવાન તમને બધો આવકાર આપે છે બોલો, પણ અનન્ય ભક્તિ કરવી પડે. અન એટલે નહીં, અન્ય એટલે બીજું. ભગવાન ની આગળ બીજું કોઈ નહીં જોઈએ, કારણ કે એકલો જ હોય. બધા એનામાંથી બધા પેદા થયા હોય, પણ આપણે બધાને નથી વળગવાનું. એ બધા પોતપોતાના કામને માટે આવેલા છે. એકલે ઈશ્વર કૃષ્ણ આર સભી ભક્ત્ય, બીજા બધા ભગવાનનું કામ કરવા માટે એમ એક્સપાન્શન તરીકે આવેલા હોય. કૃષ્ણ ભગવાનને કઈ કામ નહીં હોય. માલિકને કઈ કામ હોય? એ તો વાંસળી વગાડ્યા કરે. હા, એને ફુરસત છે એટલે બીજા બધાને હથિયાર લઈને આવવું પડે કામ કરવા માટે, બધું કરવા માટે આવવું પડે. સો ભગવાનનો પરિચય ભગવાનના નામ થકી થાય. બીજું સેવા પૂજા નહીં જાણતા તો રવા દેજો, કઈ કરવાની જરૂર પણ નથી. નામ પકડવાની જરૂર છે, પછી તમે એડ કરજો જે કઈ કરવું હોય તો. એ પદ્ધતિસર કરજો, વિમઝિકલી નહીં કરવાનું. પકડેલા નામ આપણે સ્વરૂપ જેવા ટેવાયેલા છે ને, પણ ભગવાનનું સ્વરૂપ આપણા જેવું દેખાતું હોય છતાં પણ આપણા જેવું નથી. એટલે જોવા જોવામાં ફેર. હવે એ જોવાની પદ્ધતિ, જોવાની દ્રષ્ટિ આપણે કેવી રીતે કેળવવાની છે તેને માટે તો આપણે નામ લેવાનું છે. કઈ રીતે નામ લેવાનું? આત્માનો જે સ્વભાવ હોય ને એ સ્વભાવ પ્રમાણે નામ લે ત્યારે નામ લીધેલું કહેવાય. અને એનો સ્વભાવ તો સચ્ચિદાનંદ છે, તો સચ્ચિદાનંદ સ્થિતિ જાણવી જોઈએ કે નહીં? એના માટે કમસે કમ સત્વગુણમાં રહીને કામ કરવાનું અને ભગવાનની સેવા કરવાની. તો એમાં સત્વગુણ તો પવિત્ર કરનાર કહેવાય. સો ધીસ ઇઝ વેરી ઇમ્પોર્ટન્ટ, ચાન્ટ, મેક યોર લાઈફ પરફેક્ટ. એ વાંધો હોય તો મને કહેજો, વચકો હોય તો એ કહેજો. સો થેન્ક યુ વેરી મચ.